I suppose you heard that Betsy has left Uli. Oh, sure, they were happy. But the women are smarter now than they used to be. You can't bite your feet on them so they use them out. You know what a dude Uli was. He had to have everything better than anybody else. Even his overalls was fancier. He thought nobody in the world was good enough for him till he met Betsy. My, you should have seen how he waited on her. Oh, nej, oh, nej. I think I'm gonna miss that, vete. He took her buggy riding and treated ice cream on her. It was as if he thought it was a great honor to take her, and it was too. Betsy had an awful good figure, and she walked exactly like a queen. Oh, I tell you, he was pretty nervous. He thought he wouldn't get her. I saw that han var så nervös när han proposade att hon kunde mässigt och höra maula på han. He asked her if she would take him for life, but Betsy said she couldn't promise more than 5 years. But she said, if we are satisfied at the end of that time, we can renew the lease. You see, Betsy knew how his father used to treat his mother. It was just as if she was an old rocking chair, in good enough and a comfort when he was tired, but in the way the most of the time. And Betsy knew that. Well, they got married, and she was very economical and a very good cook. Men hon mekade den mistaken att hon vet för mycket på hon. Det var hon gjorde. And it wasn't long before he commenced to look as if he had made a mistake, and as if he throwed himself away. Men Betsy var lika blid. He never would talk to her in the evening. He would sit and play solitary and talk politics to the hired men. But 2 weeks ago, Betsy fixed up extra fine, had a flower in her hair and a grander supper than usual. And she stood in the door and waited for him to come home. But he didn't notice anything unusual. Just dipped the wash dish in the rainwater barrel and started to wash and splash. And when he got through wiping himself, he looked at Betsy and he said, "Why, for goodness sake, what are you upholstered for?" And she said, "Don't you know what today is?" He said, "It's Saturday, ain't it?" "Yes," she said, "but what other day is it?" "I'll give it up," he said. "Well," she said, "it's our wedding day." "Well," he said, "it's a good thing you reminded me of that, because I promised Martin to come over and look at some stuff he wanted to sell." Betsy never said a word, was just as pleasant as ever till they were through with supper. Then she asked, "Who are you going to get for housekeeper?" She said, "What do you mean?" She said, "I mean just what I say." She said, "Are you crazy?" "No," she said. "The 5 years is up today, and I've got my trunk packed and going to move. I like you, Oli, but you haven't lived up to your end of the deal." Well, the hired man said he sat just exactly as if he was hypnotized. He never moved out of the chair. And Betsy sent the hired man to Betsy home to her mother. Oh, and he's been acting like he was crazy. My goodness, he's running to town and buying a new automobile and has promised everything if she will only make up with him. Ah, yeah, I thought, oh, Betsy wasn't any fool.